accomplishment. At the same token, may we never despise each other. Repeat after me. Om Sahana Bhavato. Sahano Bhunaktu. Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Tejasvinavadhitamastu. Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. This Shanti mantra ends with Shanti. Shanti means peace. Whatever we do in our life, we want peace in our life. We do so many endeavors, maybe business venture or working for a corporate or household person. Whatever we do, we want peace of mind. Peace of mind, ultimate goal, whether we know or not, everyone wants to be happy. Peace has to be, we are all seeking happiness, and yoga also is talking about happiness. I'm working 12 hours a day, 15 hours a day. Why? I want a peace of mind. The peace of mind, to do get that one, we start off the yoga is a systematic process. It is not an arbitrary approach, systematic. To begin with, the body is called as Annamaya Kosha. Body is a vehicle. If I do not like my car, I can sell the car and buy another one. But fortunately or unfortunately, we can't do that one. This is the only vehicle we have. You can't discard and go. This is only the vehicle I have. I have to live with this one. And why this vehicle? If the vehicle is not maintained properly, if it is breaking down often, so it becomes an unreliable car. If it is breaking down frequently, stopping in the highway, the patrol person will come and tow it away. So you need a confidence. You need to travel in your life with confidence. This is the vehicle I need to travel further and higher in life. I am a traveler. The one tool I have is a vehicle. This is the body, is the only vehicle. So I have to look after that one. I can't abuse the vehicle. For example, manufacturer tells this car is fit for 98 petrol or diesel or gas. Instead of gas, I can't put a petrol. Or instead of petrol, I can't put a diesel. There is a manufacturer specification is there. For this body also, you have to put the right input into the body so that you can travel further and higher in life and chances of breaking down is minimized. In any process industry, there are three types of maintenance they are talking about. One is called as a routine maintenance. Second one is called as preventive maintenance. Third one is called as breakdown maintenance. So, daily practice of yoga, what we are learning here in your session, you have come all over the world, you are learning so that you can incorporate in your daily practice. It is called as routine maintenance. Like a car, routinely you have to maintain. This is routine maintenance. Take home message from here. Routine maintenance, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes every day. And preventive maintenance, you have come for a retreat. Retreat in Prashanti. All over the place you have come for 1 month. You have retreated from the bustle of the world. You have withdrawn. So, retreat helps in regrouping, reconnecting within, refocusing in your life. This is called as preventive maintenance. If you are engaged in routine maintenance and preventive maintenance, even in case of the breakdown maintenance, you will spring back quickly. Breakdown maintenance is avoided and you will spring back quickly. These three maintenance, body is a vehicle. So, vehicle by itself cannot travel. The person behind the wheel is called as the mind. I may have an excellent body. Every baby is born healthy. Generally born healthy, vibrant. But as they are aging, I am traveling around India now. People over 40 years, they can't bend their knees. Knee problem. Worn out knee. Back issue. Spondylitis. Even 30 years, they are complaining spondylitis. I can't lift my hands. I started off well, but in the game of travel, 20 years, 30 years, I can't, my vehicle is not going well. I am tired. I can't go. For that, you need a right driver behind the vehicle so that you take responsibility in looking after. The person behind the wheel is called as a mind. You have to have a enabled mind, inspired mind, so that you won't wreck the vehicle. You go in a direction, right direction. It's called as mind. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita is a foundation text of yoga. It talks about Udhareratmanatmanam natmanam avasadet. Look after your mind. Uplift the game of your life by using your mind. If you are not successful in your life, you are mind to be blamed, not to blame others. Because of that person, I am a failure. Not to blame others, blame your mind if you are not motivated. Your mind. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, uplift the game of your mind by lifting the game of by your mind. Get connected with the inspired person in your life. Why a teacher is required? Why an inspired person is required in your life? So that you draw the energy from the inspired person so that you can also take off in your life. For us, life is full of crossroads. I don't know whether turn left or right. Turn left or right. Which way to go, I don't know. I try a few days, I lose interest. Oh, I wanted to do, but I lost interest. Confusion. So much of confusion. It says, uplift the game using the mind. Mind, you have to travel. Travel, mind is the driver. So, I need a goal. Where I am traveling? Every one of us is so busy. Whoever is going, I am following. Everyone is going, I am also going. So, and I published Life Sutra books, and I tell the leader is the one who creates the path for others to follow. An ordinary person is the one just follows the path laid by others. When the mind is enlivened, you must be so inspiring, you should be able to create a path for others to follow. Not to follow blindly the path laid by others. You must go, your whatever course you are doing, YIC1, YIC2, it is just a skeletal structure. Yoga is not confined to that skeletal structure. It is just a broad framework. You must try to go beyond the syllabus. A yogi is the one creates a syllabus for others to follow. For others, I need a certificate. I'm happy with the certificate. The truth is not available in the highway. If you are traveling only in the highway, truth is not there. The bold yogi is the one takes a decision to exit from the highway, takes the by lane with courage, able to take by lane, travel alone. Spend time, take a courage, helps in introspection. All my life I am traveling in the highway, I can't find peace. Everyone says I am going, but I can't find. At certain stage, I must take an exit from the highway, take a by lane, and travel alone. Discover the truth. When you discover the truth, then the great achievers, those who have discovered the truth, they enter back into the highway to motivate others to go. You have to move in the life. They, after experiencing, they are not blindly following. They enter back into the highway of life to motivate people. Come, look at the life differently. That is, we need a goal. Goal is the ultimate. There are two goals. the signs is talking about two signs. One is called as a changing signs. Earlier it was an ordinary computer. Now AI has come, artificial intelligence. There are worldwide, there's a threat of redundancy. If you are doing repeating the job, you are not required, computer can do. If a yoga teacher is doing the same thing, that person is not required, computer can do. So machine is replacing the humans. Globally, if you are just following a syllabus, going in a highway, sooner or later in the time of AI, you will be redundant. But human mind is so creative, there is what is called as NI. NI is called as natural intelligence. Natural intelligence is far superior than artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, like a photocopier, just copying, repetitive. What yoga, you are all learning the yoga not to become a copycat, not to become a stereotype, not to become like a parrot, just repeat. Try to go in the by lane, discover the new dimension. You have to contribute back. When you contribute back, yoga is enriched. So many sadhakas, they have taken the by lane and contributed. That's why yoga has become relevant even today. So many people have discovered and contributed back. The take-home message for all of you, when you go back to wherever you come from, you have to enrich, not just repeat whatever has been told. Contemplate, meditate. What does it mean? The scriptures never talks about the inner meaning. Whatever is outer shown, that is not the outer absolute truth. The three bhashas, the languages, you should know three languages to understand the scriptures. One is darshana, as it is. If you read that one, it is, you understand that is. Darshana bhasha. Scriptures talk guhya bhasha. They wanted to convey something, but in different language. Like a coded information, militaries, if they want to communicate between the armies, army generals, they don't talk in plain language. They talk such a way that the for an enemy troop, it conveys a different meaning. That is guhya bhasha. Guhya bhasha, they talk something, but actually they imply something. You should know when you read the scriptures, what there, from the superficial, don't take it as it is. Scriptures, it is not like a newspaper, just read and throw it. Scripture is so profound. So much of contemplation is required to understand the scriptures. It is not a newspaper, just read and throw it. Its value, it sustained for thousands of years because of the profound message. It is called as Guhya Bhasha. Samadhi Bhasha, Samadhi Bhasha, sometimes it talks about the truth. In the stack of hay, there is a needle also is there. Samadhi Bhasha, it requires years of contemplation to understand what yoga is talking about. We should not go by what appears as it is. There is another language, Guhya Bhasha, another language is Samadhi Bhasha. So, you have to not to quickly come to the conclusion reading the scriptures. Manana is required. Contemplation is required. You have to contemplate on the deeper meaning. And the goal, I talked about two sciences. One is a changing science, artificial intelligence. Keep on changing. If I am contemplating on one science, artificial intelligence, tomorrow there will be a different technology. Always evolving technology, changing technology. A whole life, corporate world, you ask anyone, our Nagendra is a director at IBM. He works for 15 hours, 16 hours. Totally burnt out. Every day, boss propels, pushes, you learn that technology. Every day, tension. If I don't learn, my job will become redundant. The corporate world, rat race, changing science. I had to be ahead of the game. That is the changing science. Yes, to survive, I need that technology also. But scripture talks about not to forget about changeless science. There is one changeless science. It is called as divine science. It is not changing, not subject to change. You need to have that mind on the changeless science. My corporate world, I am young, vibrant. I can work for 60 years up to 60, 65. And I am going. So at the age of 60, 65, somebody would tap at me. Sorry, you are not required here. They will push me out. Any corporate. Because youngsters are competitive, half the price, quarter the price, you are not required. If I do not have my mind set on the changeless science, many people get heart attack. Many people after retiring, they don't know what to do with life. I was so busy in my life, now I am unwanted. Unwanted by the society. Even my wife or husband, they think I am a waste. I am a burden. So you need to, once this changing science, once you finish your career, changeless science, you get onto the track, your journey will continue till the end. You are never bored. In any changing science, you are getting bored very quickly, lose interest. Changeless science is called as divinity in yoga. Your mind should be on divinity in yoga. Discover the divine is the one within everyone's heart, pure, complete, absolute happiness. In the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it talks about the 26 qualities of a divine quality. We, as a yoga students, as a seekers of higher thing, must acquire. It is called as divine wealth. Divine wealth is not a changing, diminishing wealth. If I have $1 million, if I spend $1, I am poorer by $1. More I spend, less I, poorer I become. Whereas this Bhagavad Gita, it talks about divine wealth. More you invest, richer you become, prosperous you become, happier you become, joy you are in your life, peace, you are at peace within yourself. Invest on these 26 divine wealth. I will quickly touch upon the inexhaustible wealth. Try to acquire that one so that you are never impoverished in your life. You are always happy. I may be a multimillionaire if inside I'm impoverished, always sulking. Always I want more. I'm not happy. When you have the divine wealth within, you are happy for no reason. You are in joy for no reason. You are in bliss for no reason. The mark of a yogi, always vibrant, always having a smile, always having a glow in the eyes. The mark of a yogi, from outside you can make out, yes, this person has been going on the path of divinity. The mark of a yogi, so much of peace that person is radiating. So much of calmness is there. That person who has gone within, one who has discovered the wealth within, that person radiates the peace. The surface of the ocean is always rough. All our life we have been swimming on the surface of the ocean in pursuit of happiness. And we are drinking nothing but salt water. But a brave one dives deep into the ocean, and at the surface of the ocean finds the pearls, precious pearls. That on the surface only we are drinking only salt water, saline water, disappointment. Whatever we do, we are disappointed. It's not one. It's not. I'm not happy. Dive deep. Dive deep into that one. Discover the inexhaustible wealth within. Inexhaustible. Tranquility. In Melbourne, in front of my house, we have a lake. On a rainy day, if the water is coming from all the places, it takes the mud along, water becomes very muddy. If I go near the lake, I can't see my own reflection. Very muddy. If I leave a couple of days after rain stops, mud settles down. Clear water comes out. I can see my own reflection. So, when you go deep within, seek within, disturbing thoughts slowly settles down. When that disturbing thoughts settles down, clarity in your thinking increases. You can think better. You can multitask. You know what is right, what is wrong. Clarity increases. Mind becomes very creative. You are ahead of the game. If you are a business person, you can think ahead. Clarity increases, not a hasty decision. So, yoga is priceless. Yoga is not for someone who is disappointed in life. Yoga is very much needed in the corporate world, very much needed in the political world. Yoga is needed in the schools, whatever sphere. Yoga is essential, clarity in thinking required. The world is full of managers, prime ministers, but hardly any leader. Across the world, one who can think ahead, everyone is thinking about what is in for me. Yogi is the one, is a contributor, not only taking. Only who contributes stands out. World has a population of 7.8 billion. If you are only a receiver, you are no one out of 7.8 billion. You are a wipeout. Nobody remembers you. You might have made billions of dollars. Once you are gone, you are just a number. But a yogi is a contributor. If you want to stand out of 7.8 billion, not to be ordinary, not to just follow others, try to be different. Try to be different, think, contemplate, and always say, I don't want to be like somebody. That person is very successful, I want to be like that. Never tell your children, look at that person, become like that. Don't become like somebody, you become yourself. The moment you try to become somebody, fret with anxiety, stress. Sudharme nidhanam shreya paradharma swanishthita. Shri Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita, you become yourself. If you try to imitate others, always you are scared. Always anxiety. You become yourself. Yoga is nothing but connecting yourself. Become yourself. When you connect yourself, the higher potential opens up. You will get connected to the higher possibilities in life. Yoga is nothing but connection from your originality. You become yourself. Not to become like somebody. I don't want to become somebody. If the cricketer Sachin Tendulkar is playing well, I want to become like Sachin Tendulkar, not to become like somebody. You become yourself. If you want to become like Sachin Tendulkar, they will say, you play like Sachin Tendulkar. They will recognize you as like a Sachin Tendulkar. So nobody recognizes you. So if you play your game of your life naturally, world applauds. You stand out. Never say, I want to become somebody. If somebody asks, what do you want to be? I want to be myself. I want to be original. I don't want to be copycat. Then yoga dawns. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about for how to happen that one. He starts with abhayam sattva samshuddhi jnana yoga vyavastitihi. Abhayam, the one quality of a yogi, be bold, not to be scared in life. Be bold, courageous. How can I become bold? World is so competitive, so cutthroat. Everyone wants to undercut me. How can I bold? My closest friend can backstab me. My closest relative can backstab me. How can I be fearless? How can I be fearless? I have so many layers of security around my house, around my, if you go to South Africa, everyone has a bulletproof window. Everyone is so scared. How can I be fearless? Sri Krishna talks about the mind gets fearless. Think that you are not lonely in your life. There is an eternal companion within. Somebody is within all the time. He is the witness. Sarvata panipadantat sarvata akshishiror mukham. The eternal God who pervades everywhere. He is there in everyone's heart. He is your eternal friend, eternal companion. He is always there within. The light within, cosmic light, universal light. He is there. When you are sitting for meditation, always connect to the eternal light. I am not alone. He is there, my friend. My friend, he knows what I am. He knows what I am not. What are my shortfalls, he knows. I don't want to say what I have, what I do not know. He knows what I do not know, what I have. He knows the direction for my life. I will submit to him. May he illumine my path. May he guide my path. Contemplate on that one. Mentally talk to yourself. Talk to the divinity within. Never despair. Sometimes, yes, I feel helpless and then retract and connect within. I am going through this tough time. Please guide me. Please guide me. It is your personal God. Personal God, unlike other religion, they define the God by only one name and one form. Whereas in yoga, it talks about, since it's a universal light, cosmic light, whatever you regard as divine, he takes that form. God is not poor with only one form and only one name. He has all the names, all the form, what you revere as sacred, what you revere as complete, what you revere as pure. Contemplate on your heart. Whatever you contemplate, you get that one. The more you contemplate on negativities on the social media, more you interact with the ordinary people, your mind get defiled. More you get to hear this type of talks, your mind gets enlivened. I also want to become like that. I want to. So, more and more hear these inspiring talks. That the divinity, you get inspiration from within. I want to blossom in my life. I don't want to like a flower. Some flowers are like in a bud form, they wither out. Some flowers open up a bit and wither out. Some flower opens up fully and wither out. I also want to open up. Inner consciousness must open fully. When the flower is open fully, bees from far and away come there uninvited and perch on that one to draw the nectar. When you have opened up, you become a source of inspiration for others. So many people get attracted to you. You're so good. I want to get motivated from you. Like a flower, do the sadhana. Let the unfoldment happen from within. When the unfoldment happens, the bees from far and away, you never sent invitation. They come and take shelter. Seek shelter like a big banyan tree, scorching heat. Big banyan tree gives shelter for so many people scorched in the heat of life. You will become like that. Let the unfoldment happen. For that, connect to your God within, not to argue with others. Your God is not good, my God is better. Because God is there everywhere, whatever. If you have that, you revere a God in certain form, yes, you respect that one. You regard as that sacred. I regard as this one. Yogi, we are not here to argue on what God is. We have not seen. We are not. All the world's religions are fighting for the thing which they have not seen. They have not seen. They have not experienced. World over, there is a fight on what they have not experienced. So it says, divine takes your divine, your what you regard as divine. I must respect that one. You see that one as a divine, and you respect what I see as divine. So, yoga for peace. Yoga for harmony. I don't want to fight saying that my God is better than your God. I have not seen my God. You have not seen your God. Why we fight? What I see, the purpose of my life, I have to unfold myself. Purpose, my sadhana, unfoldment must happen. Abhayam, sattva samshuddhi. Sattva means mind. Samshuddhi means purify the mind. when you're free, fearless, always try to settle your mind, not to get into argument on silly things and pollute your mind. Sattva samshuddhi, always try to stay away from arguments. Always try to go away from useless discussion, trivial discussion. Sattva samshuddhi, jnana yoga vyavasthiti. Always try to acquire the knowledge, higher knowledge. If any person of a higher knowledge has come by God's grace in your life, respect that one. Try to absorb as much as you can. Not to get stuck. My guru, I don't want to learn from anyone. In the Vedas, it talks about, may the good things come to me from all directions. May my open up the windows of my house, all the sides, may the good things come to me from Amayantu. It comes, may the good things come to me from all direction. Ano Badra, Krithava, Ano Badra, let good things may it come to Jnana Yoga Vivastitihi. Dhanam means be magnanimous in life. Even after learning, when you go back, the giving also, whatever you are sharing with the community, it is also charity. Charity, when you are giving, not to put dollar ahead of what you give. When you put a dollar ahead of what you give, best in you never comes out. If the best in you must come out, the dollar will follow. And not to say, are you paying only $10? I will teach only this much. Give me $100, I will give a bit more. Give me $1,000,000, I will throw myself. And your jnana yoga, try to, when you go back, that money is secondary. What you are giving is, it's a God's grace. You have an opportunity to share with others what you have. By God's grace, you are able to share it with others. Many people, they are not able to share with others. Jnana yoga vyavasthitihi, dhanam, charity, magnanimous, dhamascha. Have control. You are doing asana here. Why asana? You are able to sit in without motion, without moving for a length of time. I can't sit. I move here and there. My limbs are not listening. You have control over your limbs. Not to be always moving here and there. Dhanam, dhamascha, yajnascha. Yajna means may you offer whatever you are doing as an offering to the Lord. You offer it to the Lord. Whatever you are not doing for your own pocket, you are not doing for your family, you are not for publicity, whatever act you are doing as an offering to the Creator. He has enabled me to serve, I am putting it back onto Him. Dhanam dhamascha yajnascha swadhyaya, always resort to scriptures. Reflect on that one. Swadhyaya, tapa. Tapa, try to endure the difficulties. Some students may abuse you in the class. They may put in the social media negative comments, not to get agitated. Endure some insults also. Insults, Swami Shivananda in Rishikesh, he used to say, people used to come and put a shawl, garland and whatever. Once they go, he would tell his disciples, they have decorated this body, you bring a shoe and hit it. This body thinks it has become something great. May you hit it with a shoe. May it endure the insult also. Dhanam dhamascha. It's a yajnascha swadhyaya tapa. Endure arjavam. Arjavam means what you think you must speak. I am not doing a lip service. I am talking only to please you. It says what you think you must talk. What you talk must be thinking. It must be aligned. Not be thinking something, talking something, not to be a split person. Sri Krishna talks about that one. These are the qualities. It's a few qualities. Yajnascha swadhyaya tapa arjavam. अभयं सत्त्वसंशुद्धि ज्ञानयोगव्यवस्थितिः दानं दमश्च यज्ञश्च स्वाध्याय तप आर्जवम् अहिंसा देन् इट् टाक्स् अबौट् अहिंसा. अहिंसा मीन्स् योगि अहिंसा मीन्स् नाट् टु बिकम् ए डोर्मेट्. Not to become doormat, people will abuse you and one cheek for the other cheek, not that one. Not to become a doormat, you should have a courage to stand up. What is right? In the battlefield, Shri Krishna tells Arjuna, follow the ahimsa. That means follow your dharma. Whatever injustice done, you should have a courage to stand up. Not to become the doormat on that in your life. These are the some of the topics I talked about, the divine qualities. There are 26 divine qualities. I talked about 11 divine qualities. Maybe when the divine permits, maybe if we meet somewhere along our journey, life journey, maybe we'll touch upon the other point. Now, last 5 minutes, it's an opportunity for you to, 10 minutes, ask questions. And my publications are here, few of the publications. I have about 2,000 YouTube videos also. You can subscribe to Vasudeva Kriya Yoga and can listen to the various dimensions of yoga. And Shanti Mantra, Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu Sarvesham मंगलं भवतु सर्वेषां पूर्णं भवतु ओम शांति शांति शांति.